Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Okay, we got a statement from our credit card of a transaction that we did not make.
Can you provide your zip
See?
code?
12189.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
Carolyn Rossa.
Thank you. And can you confirm the address? Can you confirm the address associated with the
I'll
account?
confirm the address, 17 First Street, Waterville, New York.
And the email.
What's your email?
Her email.
Yeah. What is it? What's your email?
Rossa.
Oh, Rossa, R-O-S-S-A.
Rossa.
Oh, your whole name?
Yes.
Carolyn Rossa.
Three.
At gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I see originally Mrs. Rossa ordered the trials of the two Derma Vaniella products. And the terms of the trials do explain that you must cancel within your trial period, which is a 7-day trial period, or you will be charged for the products and you will be enrolled into the auto ship program, in which the products will be mailed out to you once every 30 days until you call to cancel, and you may cancel at any time. And so the one
here
charge...
Here she got charged $6.95 for two items, and they weren't supposed to be... it was only supposed to be one item, and I guess the other item was supposed to be free.
No, she got the
not
anti-aging
only that, but it's from different companies. It looks like one's trustworthy, and the other one's on leasing, and then the one where she ordered it was two different other companies.
Okay, that's
or
fine.
One company.
Okay, that's fine. But the she ordered the anti-aging face cream as well as the rejuvenating eye serum on the trial
right.
basis. And because there was no cancellation within the trial period, the system did attempt to charge the trial completion charge for both of the products, but only one of the charges were actually successful. So she basically got both of the products at half off because the financial institution declined the legitimate charge for the other product.
Yeah, she's got we got two bills here. One for $6.95 from Unleasing Creative Activity.
Okay.
The other one is another $6.95 from Trustworthy Accessories.
Yes, those are the two. Those are the trial charges for the products.
Right. She said that there was supposed to be only one was supposed to be free.
No, they're both. They both have a $6.95 shipping and handling fee.
They came both in the same package.
That's fine.
They weren't
they
separate
still,
or anything.
That's fine. They still both carry a $6.95 shipping and handling fee for the product. And I do
she
understand...
She didn't know anything about that $119.85 charge.
That was in the terms and conditions of the offer that were available to read at the time that she placed her order. So if she didn't read the terms and conditions, then I can understand that she would not have been aware that she was going to be charged for the products.
And not only that, but it was from an address that she's not familiar with, Unleasing Creativity.
That's
and
fine.
Her phone shows a difference. It says you'll be billed under this other name.
Okay, that's
but we
fine.
Didn't, we didn't recognize these email addresses or whatever you want to call them.
Okay, I understand. However, I do... So how did you want to proceed with the account?
Well, she doesn't want... you don't want the product, do you, with $119?
Oh,
she doesn't want that.
Okay, well,
when you signed up for it, it said that they were going to charge you for this.
No.
You had a 5-day free period.
No, not that I know of. It was free.
She said it was free, and it was no
That's not
trial
free.
Period.
There's nothing on the internet is free. However,
no, she said it was free, and all she had to pay for shipping and handling.
That's because she didn't read the terms and conditions of the offer, which explained that you must cancel within your 7-day trial period.
The terms or conditions that explains everything.
Yes, that's very important that you do read those.
Did you read the terms and conditions?
No.
No. Tell him it was a facial cream that Meghan Markle is...
Well, anyways, it sounds like it was miscommunication here. But she doesn't want the product.
Okay. Well, I understand that you'd like to cancel. However, before I cancel the account, I can reduce the cost of future shipments to only $64.99 per product per shipment.
I don't think she... You want $64.95 for each product?
No.
No, she doesn't want it at all.
How about $49.95 per product per shipment?
But she doesn't want it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and cancel the account to prevent any future charges. Let's see here.
She said you didn't read the terms.
I didn't order it. I didn't order it.
Well, if you didn't order it, then how'd you get it?
I have no idea. I only ordered the one item.
Well, you didn't order it then. Yeah, just cancel that out. She doesn't want it.
I'm canceling the account to prevent any future charges. I apologize for the delay.
Okay, you just have to tell her to start reading the terms more sufficient so she knows more about it.
That and what I would tell anyone is that if you see something on the internet that says that it's free, don't believe it.
Yep.
Look for anything. Look for the, you know, where it tells you that it's, you know, there's going to be future charges. Because anything that they're offering to, anything a company is offering to send you and tell you, oh, we're going to send you this, just pay the shipping and handling. Well, that company is going to, you know, they're going to charge you later on down the road, you know, for something
to make
their money back for that product that they, you know, are sending out.
It does make a lot of sense, so I just have to be careful about something like that.
Absolutely.
Nothing's free, like you say. Yep, nothing's free.
Absolutely. That's what happens to so often on the internet with people, is they see and think something is going to be free, but then they end up getting charged for it later, and then they are completely blindsided, and they don't understand, and it can cause... you know, problems. So I like to, you know, try to tell people when I get the opportunity, you know, don't trust it if it says it's free. You know, make sure you look for any terms and conditions. But even more important than looking for terms and conditions, before you order from some website that you're not familiar with, look for the customer service phone number and call it. And if you actually get a helpful and friendly person, ask them how the offer works. Why are they telling me they're going to send me this for free? And they want me to pay the shipping, but why? What's the catch? And if it's a respectable company, if it's a respectable company, then the customer service representative would say, well, actually, you know, this is a trial product and you must cancel within X amount of time. And if you don't cancel within X amount of time, you're going to be charged X amount of dollars for the product. And it's going to be something you're signed up for to receive once every 30 days and be charged for once every 30 days. Until you call to cancel, and then that way the person can have a better understanding of how the offer works so they don't get surprises on their bill or on their statement. But the account is canceled.
In this case here, there was only like a 4-day or 5-day trial period?
It was a 7-day trial period. And that includes
7-day trial period?
Yeah, and that includes the day that you place your order. So even though you don't have the ability to try the product on the day you place your order, and you can't use the product until you get the product, you know, 4, maybe 5 days later, that still counts as part of the trial period. And so if a customer has any concerns about that, you know, that they say, well, you know, it says 7-day trial and it starts the day that I place my order. Now, how am I going to get to try this product out?
I know.
And see how I like
it seems like
and make
a decision.
You
just got it a few days ago, you know?
Right.
And then
we just saw
this other bill on that came across my my pad from the credit card company.
Right. So
if a pending charge.
Yeah, so if the customer has any concerns about the trial's only 7 days, but they do still want to try out the product, if they call us, they could say, you know, well, hey, Miles, you know, it says the 7-day trial, but that's not going to be enough time. You and I both know I'm not going to have the product until, you know, maybe 4 days after I order it, and it's only going to give me a day or two to try it out. I need more time. Okay, well, what we can do for you is we can go ahead and extend your trial for you. We can add an additional 16 days to your trial. That'll give you more than 2 weeks to evaluate the product. And as long as you call and cancel within that period, then there won't be any future charges. But if you're happy with the product and you like the product and you want to continue with the product, you wouldn't have to take any further action, and you'll just be charged for the product and receive the product once every 30 days. So that way, you know, that option is available to the customer if they're interested. They can, and we can, extend the trial to give the customer more time if they would like. It's not a problem. But I do have a cancellation number I can provide to you for your records.
Okay, if you write this down. Okay, and what may that be?
Okay, so the cancellation number is C, like Charlie, 663-620-318.
So it's C, isn't Charlie, 663-620-318.
That is correct, yes, sir. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, there isn't, but I really appreciate talking to you because you kind of enlightened me on what's going on out there.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yes, sir. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Yeah, I appreciate you, going over that with me because we thought it was a scam, and it's just that people, like you say, they have to read the terms and the conditions of the because not like today, nothing's free.
Exactly.
But,
yes, sir.
If you get any call from anybody, it's the same situation. You know, they're trying to sell you something, and if you don't read the terms, you're going to get it in another month or so. You're going to get a monthly shipment.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And then there's also, I would also want to let you know. If you ever get a call from, any big corporation like Amazon, Microsoft, the Social Security, or any government agency or anything like that, it's a scam.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that myself, with Amazon. It says, congratulations, you just won something, what I mean? And you click
right.
on it, and they want your credit card information so they can send it to you. And I said, that doesn't sound right.
But see, there's these phone calls that you may get, and you may get a phone call that says, hello, this is Amazon, and we've noticed that someone has purchased, or that an iPhone
yeah,
has
I, been I've
purchased
been
on
lately.
Your...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you get a call that says it's from Amazon, and it says that someone purchased, some product
right.
on your account... if this was not you, press this button to talk to a representative.
Yep.
That is a scam. What that's going to do is it's going to connect you with somebody in India who's going to tell you, that they're going to give you a refund, and then where they're going to have you get on your computer, they're going to connect to your computer with you, and then they're going to have you go to your bank account, and then they're going to modify the information on your banking website's webpage to make it look like they give you more money back as a refund than they're supposed to, and then they're going to freak out and they're going to tell you that you need to send them the excess amount. You need to send that back to them in the form of gift cards, and they're going to want you to go to the store and buy these gift cards and then mail them these gift cards to make up for the refund so they don't lose their job. Yeah, it's a big business that they got going on over these call centers in India.
I didn't realize it was that, because I know they say press one. We always just listen to the, if we don't know who's calling and they leave a message, we just at least listen to the message and then, but don't call them back, but they say press one and then that information, that, like you say, transfers the call to somebody else to get that information from you.
Yes, sir. Do you know how to?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that to me because I get that quite often about Amazon and somebody trying to make a sale on my account.
Yeah. Do you
but
do you know how
I
to
go
use?
Into my what I do is I go into my tablet and usually Amazon will verify if you made that sale. You know.
That's right. It'll be on. It'll be under your
orders. Every time I order
orders.
Anything from Amazon, they send me an email, and just to verify that that it was me.
Yes, sir.
But,
you know how to use
I didn't realize that was a scam, though, when they leave, because I've gotten that message about 3 or 4 times. She'll say, my wife will say, you got a message from Amazon saying that somebody's made a, you know, used your account. And I said, well, no, not that I know of.
Right.
But
yes,
I didn't go and call that number back, though, you know, so.
It's good that you didn't. Do you know how to, you know, go to YouTube on the Internet?
Yeah, YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, go to YouTube and search for Jim Browning. So Jim, like the man's name, Jim, and then
mm-hmm.
Browning,
yeah.
Like I'm browning some hamburger meat. So look up
right.
Jim Browning on YouTube, and you'll find his channel really easy. It'll come up. It'll have, like, the little no circle, and it'll say tech support scams. And then you can just watch the Jim Browning videos, and he'll tell you all about it. And you'll also get to watch him. You'll also get to watch him really give those scammers. He'll give those scammers. He'll pay back basically.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Browning will basically he'll let them connect to his computer. He'll reverse the connection. He'll get into their network for their call center. He'll have access to their closed circuit television. He can hear all of their phone calls. He can listen to any one of their agents. He can find out who's their banking, you know, who they're banking with. Where is all this money going? He can find the phone numbers for everyone that they're calling. He can call people and warn them, you know, so he can listen to the phone call. So if if someone was talking to you and they're trying to scam you, you know, Jim could call you and say, hey, you're talking to scammers. You know, I know this seems weird that I'm telling you this, but who you're talking to is a scammer. You need to turn your computer off. He does
well,
that for people.
Well, good to know there's somebody out there doing that, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's just
yeah.
one of many. He's one of many,
mm-hmm.
but he's like the king of them, basically. He's just awesome.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes, I think you'll enjoy those videos because they'll be educational and informative for you to prevent you from ever being in that particular type of
right.
a scenario.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you getting back to me, and I really learned quite a bit just talking to you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, sir. It's been a pleasure. Was there
yep.
anything else that I could assist with today
no,
here
that,
at customer service?
No, you made my day.
Oh, well, it's been my pleasure.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.